This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, 1410 AM. We're talking about surviving the single parent's divorce earthquake. We've been talking about rebalancing prior to just a few minutes ago, and we're going to talk more about that towards the end of the show on some more practical ideas on how to rebalance. But at this point, I really want to get across an idea that I've had, that I've sort of learned the hard way, of keeping your home a sanctuary. And I looked up the word sanctuary, and sanctuary means a refuge, a safe place. And I found this interesting, especially for people being persecuted. And really, I think more than anything, children and parents feel some form of persecution during divorce, intended or unintended. The children at this point are usually devastated. Their mom and dad is no longer living in their home. Their sense of safety is gone. And then suddenly, mom or dad say, well, I need to meet someone to help me deal with my rejections or my sense of self-worth. And so the next thing you know, there's mom or dad's new mate, and the kids have to deal with this new individual. They haven't even processed dealing with dad yet. And then the amount of emotions that rise up in the kids is unbelievable. I mean, I myself was a child of divorce, and now experiencing it through the eyes of my own children. My mother did set a good example, and I was grateful for that. And I made that commitment that my home would be a safe sanctuary as well. And I'm grateful for that model that was presented to me. With my kids, I wanted nothing that would come into the home to add further confusion and chaos. I mean, it's bad enough their mom was, you know, confused enough without adding another component into that. And no wonder so many of our kids are angry today, because we've, you know, shoved basically relationships in their face and asked them to deal with our grown-up stuff. They can't even deal with their own pain or process what they're going through, or their sense of loss of, you know, maybe daddy's not tucking them in every night anymore, or mommy's not there the same way before. And then we add this new component to it, and they haven't even been able to handle the rest. I've got a saying that I really firmly believe in, and that is to protect your kids at all costs, even if it means protecting them from yourself and your decisions. And I want to give them a safe harbor to adjust to. They didn't ask to be born, and they didn't ask to have their parents gone. And maybe it's because we, for some one reason or another, or both parents or one of us couldn't get our act together, and now the kids are paying the price for that decision. So, you know, I don't want to add to that already intense pain by bringing in another component. So, you know, after being single for a while, I do have a relationship now, but I've been very respectful of my kids with that relationship. They didn't meet him until they wanted to, and I kept them out of it until they were, by their own admission, stable and healthy. And, you know, I'm glad to say we've been together almost 6 years, and he lives in his place, I live in mine. We only see each other usually on the weekends, and the kids love him, and there's no resentment. And it's a great way to segue our relationship into the future, because it's built on something that's positive. But we've got a, it's not just about single women here, because we have a single dad on the phone. His name is Mark, and he's got an incredible statement that he's going to make about a decision that he chose for his own life. Welcome, Mark, to the show.
Hi, Candace.
It's good to talk to you. So, Mark, I know you've got to go to work, so you have to leave soon, and right now you've got your little girls there with you. Tell us what decision that you made in relationship to your kids that, in my opinion, makes you sort of a star, really, in their eyes.
Well, it came down to, I was in a relationship with a woman for a while, and on the adult side of things, it was real healthy. We got along great, but the problem was my kids and her really didn't get along. And I was concerned about this, and I just asked them, and they told me truthfully that they didn't think she liked them, and they weren't really fond of her, so it just was a case of, you know, they come first, and that was it. The relationship ended. We parted ways pretty much based on the fact that, you know, my kids weren't happy. They just were not felt welcome, and we're not enjoying her company at all. So, you know, based on that, my kids are here for the long run. I wasn't going to sacrifice their well-being for the sake of a relationship, because I have them for such a short time. They're going to be teenagers and tomorrow, and then, you know, I want to enjoy the time here with them, and I want them to be happy, and that's paramount for me. So So yeah, that was pretty much the premise of ending it.
That's really incredible, and that's really a very mature decision to make. And, you know, obviously not to be critical of this woman, because like you said, you had a great relationship with her. It's just that, you know, it's hard for little children to accept this new partner of dad's, especially if mom's in the picture. It makes it extremely painful for the kids and hard for them to accept. And good for you, Mark, you know, to make that decision to understand the short time that you really got with your daughters. And, you know, for women, for girls with their dad, that's going to, you know, bring some real wholesome healing inside of them that's going to be able to tell them, my dad loves me an awful lot, enough to make me a priority. And for them, their own self-esteem growing up, they're going to have a better, healthy perspective on men, I think, in general, to see that, you know, dad has made that decision for them. And I think that, you know, women as moms, we make decisions, you know, some of us could make decisions like that are good. But when a dad does it too, I mean, we need to talk about it, because there are good dads out there, and they're really great single dads that are working really hard to, you know, take care of the kids and fulfill their responsibilities the same way. So good for you, Mark. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's really important. And I know you got to go to work and you got to take care of your girls. So thanks for joining us today, Mark.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Dr. Aaron, that's a really profound thing that someone would make a decision to do. And especially if, like Mark said, his relationship was healthy, it was good. And yet he saw the impact on his daughters and said no to that. What is your thoughts on that? And what is the balance then? You know, where can you have a relationship then? You know, I mean, he obviously had a healthy relationship with this woman.
I like the way Mark was thinking about the future and seeing that his immediate happiness was only part of a bigger picture. And the bigger picture was that his children also be happy, and that he have a good relationship with them for the long term. And that really he only has a few years with them to have that kind of an impact. He's making an investment in the future that I think is profound, because he sees that his kids need to feel worthy or worthwhile. And one of the problems I see again and again, and the people who come to meet with me, is that they have not grown up feeling really worthwhile. And they spend a lifetime trying to correct that. And it's a very painful experience to go through, not feeling like you're that important to your folks. And then trying to correct that in your adult relationships or your work or what have you. And so I think kudos to Mark for having that big picture.
Mm-hmm. And we've also got with us today Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Sharon, we're just talking about the sacrifices that parents make in regards to their relationships after the divorce. And I've known you for a while. I know where you stand on that, introducing someone into your home with your children right now at the stage that you're at, because you're fairly newly divorced in the last few years. What is your thoughts on that, Sharon?
Well, personally, I don't want to bring anybody into that at the moment. I think I just don't want to stir that up, and I'm not ready to deal with it, really. I would rather wait and spend this time with my kids and get us all through it and deal with that later.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents struggle with the awareness that, you know, we're different places where your kids are at. And, you know, you're obviously sensitive to the fact that your daughters or your children are not ready to handle that. And you're very acutely aware of that. And I think that's, you know, you're lonely. We're lonely. I've been in times where I wasn't in that relationship and I was lonely. And obviously for you, loneliness is a factor. Do you, you know, keep yourself busy? What do you do to deal with the loneliness?
You know what? I really haven't felt really lonely. I'm busy with work and with the kids and with stuff that I have going on in my life. I really haven't felt it up to this point.
Ah, so you've kept yourself busy.
Well, I don't know, either that or it was a fairly traumatic relationship, and maybe I just don't want to go there yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's too painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine wasn't quite as intense, and so I sort of, you know, it was a little bit easier in that sense, but I think there are people that are just so burned that they just get so gun-shy. They just don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, Sharon, thanks for sharing with us. And coming up after the break, we're going to continue our candid discussion with Surviving the Single Parents Divorce Earthquake here on 1410 CFUN. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.